USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps this week.
According to Iranian state media, an Israeli strike on Monday killed Sayed Razi Mousavi as he returned from purported diplomatic duties in Damascus. Mousavi is among the highest-ranking Islamic Revolutionary Guard leaders targeted since a U.S. drone strike killed Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani during the Trump administration in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Multiple arrests were made, at least one officer injured, after a pro-Palestinian protest in Manhattan yesterday. Hundreds marched through Midtown protesting the conflict in Gaza. The New York Police Department says that some protesters clashed with officers at one point, leading to six arrests for crimes including menacing an officer and disorderly conduct. The department reports that one officer was injured in the confrontation and is in stable condition. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes in Iraq overnight likely killed several Iran-backed militants with Hezbollah. The U.S. airstrikes were in retaliation to an earlier drone attack Monday that left three U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq, including one critically. President Biden was presented with a range of different options and decided to go with that strike. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin characterized the strikes as necessary and proportionate. Former President Trump didn't appear to have a very Merry Christmas. He took to Truth Social yesterday and went on a rage about everything. His legal issues, President Biden, Special Counsel Jack Smith. In a separate post, Trump said he would replace Obamacare. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to send unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface.
This marks an historic milestone as the first private companies to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, aims to launch next month, with Houston-based Intuitive Machines following suit a month later. These initiatives are intricately connected to NASA's Artemis program, which endeavors to return humans to the lunar surface within this decade. I'm John Schaefer.
A wearable AI device developed by former Apple employees set to ship in March. It's called the Humane AI Pin. For about $700, you can stick it to your clothes and interact with it. It uses voice cues and has a projector which can send information onto a user's hand. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? Well, one top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for him for finding his best job candidates. It's generated some heated discussion, though, on social media. Australian executive Trent Innes, he explains that after walking through the company kitchen and offering a candidate a beverage during an interview, the candidates who return that empty cup to the kitchen are more likely to get the job. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.